on digital radio, on the app, on your smartphone, on X, YouTube, and Facebook. The Sportscast, football in general.
The update presented by The Sportscast.
Sportscast, January 16th, 2026. If you haven't yet, please subscribe in all our channels, YouTube, Facebook, X, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts. You can also listen to us on your smart speaker. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, please leave a rating and a review. It will help us out tremendously. We're also on online digital radio. You can visit our website, thesportscast.net, or download our app, The Sportscast, for iOS, and check out our social media, X, Instagram, at the Sportscast One. It is the NFL divisional playoffs, the best weekend in the playoffs, they say, in theory. And joining us all the way from West Palm Beach, Brett Blair, and the San Francisco Bay Area, Ray Sherrod. Welcome back to the Sportscast special edition.
Always a pleasure. Always a pleasure.
Man, divisional round. I'm excited for the weekend, man.
We were talking pre-show about who got right. I got the Bills game right. Ray did not have that game right. He picked Jacksonville. Also, Brett, what happened there?
I defer to you first, Ray, if you wanna add in.
Honestly, man, Jacksonville only lost by like what, a field goal, a three. It was could have been anybody's game, but you got to play, you got to win to get in, and you know they got in, and Jacksonville goes home. That's pretty much it. It was thought it was a good game. I thought Jacksonville was gonna come back and win it all, but they didn't. They dropped the ball.
Brett.
Well, at the end of the game, it seemed like the game was too big for Trevor Lawrence, and I hadn't seen him play that way all year. I haven't seen him play any time in that game, but those last 4 to 6 minutes of the game, it just seemed like Trevor Lawrence was not copacetic, man. He was the clutch. Game seemed like it was too big for him, and they say it about everybody. Well, he hasn't done it in the clutch. Well, everybody, he hasn't done it in the clutch until they do it in the clutch. And he had his opportunity, obviously, to lead that team back to a victory at the end of the game, and couldn't do it. And I hate every team in the NFL except Dallas. We all know this, but I was kind of rooting for Jacksonville. I wanted that Cinderella season, turn it completely around. But you got to think with
the team of destiny,
the leaps that they've made. Yeah, with the leaps that they made, obviously getting to where they did the playoffs, nobody wants to be one and done and go home after the first week. But I think they have a lot to be proud of. What I'm most impressed about that, I'm going to be honest with you, isn't even the game. It was the announcers. Like after the game, when they did the reporters and stuff, one of the reporters stood up and for 27 seconds did nothing but praise the team, did nothing but tell them how much they appreciated their new head coach, how much they appreciated all the players and what they've done this year, to where some of the other sports reporters were angry, were aggravated that this woman would dare to take out, she was the beat writer for Jacksonville, so obviously she was following the team the entire year. But that's the type of stuff I like to see in football.
I'm not a Bills hater, man. I'm happy for Josh Allen, man. I mean, there's no Kansas City no more. So, I mean, they need to get in here. He needs to do his thing. Otherwise, there's going to have to be some changes. But well, I'm happy. I'm happy for the Bills.
Can't use Mahomes as an excuse this year.
Nope.
Can't do it. Mahomes is not around.
He's not around.
That's the reason. That's it. You know, that's been my excuse. That's been Allen's excuse for 5 years. Make it past. We beat him in the season. We can't beat him in the playoffs. Well, you know what? They're not here this year. So let's see what you do, Josh.
Yeah. Well, the elephant in the room this week, Giants about to hire John Harbaugh. It is done deal, gentleman's agreement, word of mouth. Brett, your thoughts over this hire, huge hire. The Giants were aggressive. They did a good job. They got him, a private airplane to New York, get it done. What you think about New York's new head coach?
Good move. Very, very good move. A great coach. The game has not passed him by. A change of scenery, I think, will be good for both not only John Harbaugh, but will be good for the Baltimore Ravens. And I love the Ravens, you know, owner, but we'll go back to him. But I think it's a great choice. We all knew that Harbaugh would be out of a job for like 3 minutes, and then he would automatically have everything from, you know, CBS, Fox, and NBC calling them to multiple teams. I think it's a really good fit for him. I don't like the fact that I have to play him twice a year now because he's that coach. But it'll be interesting. I mean, get Malik Nabers back, get Scottaboo,
Jackson Dart.
You know, he knows. Yeah, Jackson Dart.
He met with Jackson Dart for 2 hours on Wednesday.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
I mean, you should form that. That's going to be the guy leading that team for the next 10 years, both from a coaching standpoint and from a quarterback standpoint. Those are your two guys. So the more of a relationship they have, the better they actually, you know, kind of meld with each other and can pick up each other's ideas and thought processes. I mean, that's what's going to make, you know, that's what's going to turn around the Giants. But they made their first start by, you start by getting a great coach, and John Harbaugh is obviously one hell of a coach.
Ray, will Harbaugh bring stability to New York since the Tom Coughlin days?
Man, if there's anybody that can mentor a young team, you need John. And I think John's going to be a great mentor. I think that's going to be great for Dart, Scottaboo, Nate. Oh, my God. That's going to be a deadly team, man.
And, Malik.
That was a smart move. This guy won Super Bowl championships. His family, what's that?
He's only won one Super Bowl.
Yeah, he only got one.
He only got one?
I thought like he won Mike two. McCarthy.
Jeez. Okay. Well, he's okay. He still won a Super Bowl.
That's a big argument, actually, about that. Like, well, Harbaugh just won one Super Bowl.
But you know
what else has he done?
How many coaches can say that? How many coaches can say they won
Exactly.
Mike McCarthy won one Super Bowl.
But look at all the great players that have played under him, though. And look at Lamar's career and everything. So I'm excited. This is great. Also, this is good for the New York market, man.
100%.
New York market.
This is what they needed.
It's what they need. This is
not good for the Jets. Let's go to Pittsburgh. Mike Tomlin steps down as Steelers coach after 19 seasons. Ray, he did not get let go, but he said, "Look, it's my time to go. Let me walk." Your thoughts, Ray?
New opportunities. He needs a fresh start. Especially, you know what, man? You can't tell me when you got fans and media yelling at you to leave. We need a new coach and stuff, man. That didn't get to him. And so it probably rubbed him a certain way. And he says, you know what? I'm just gonna step down. And I think let's see what he can do.
He's going to broadcast potentially.
He will go to broadcast. He will not play this. He will not coach. He won't coach this year.
So. You know, I'll be on. I mean, when he started, he did get handed a team that was already under Bill. I mean, let's be honest. Yeah, Bill handed him a really good team, but he's still a good coach. And I just think it's his time. You know, it's your time when you got to leave, man. And it's sad, but I wish him the best.
Brett, Steelers only had three coaches.
Chuck Kelly, you took the words right out of my mouth. Man, you're killing me, bro.
I've never seen Steelers with a coach.
You literally just stole my thunder. I was about to say, since the modern era of football,
yes.
1969, considered the modern era, there's no other team, Cowboys, anybody, who's only had three NFL coaches. Chuck Knoll in the 60s and 70s, Bill Cowher for, I believe, another 16 to 17 years. And then obviously Tomlin. There's no other franchise that can say they've literally had three coaches in 50 years.
Ravens had three coaches, but they have like a shorter life period.
Well, they came in 2000 or something like that. 96. There's a 30-year difference there. 96. So it's a huge difference when you only have three coaches from 69, when the modern era started changing to where we went from a run-based, you know, sport to a pass-based sport, when everything changed completely, when the forward pass kind of really became its own. That's the modern era of football. You know, that's obviously the 60s going to 68, 69. Yeah. If you could only have three coaches over that period of time, That is absolutely incredible.
I remember the Niners, man, when we had like three coaches we fired and we had them on the payroll. We had like a Chip Kelly and a couple other people, man. It was like, what are we doing?
Jim Harbaugh.
What are we doing? What are we doing? But, yeah, man, I'm gonna miss Mike out on the field, man. I'm gonna miss him on the field.
Quite something. There's still, after the Harbaugh hiring, there's still 8 open positions. Let's see what happens. A lot of interviews. The biggest one is Stefanski. I think he's the number one choice for these other teams. We'll see. Hey, Brett, Chris Shula back to the Dolphins? I mean, yeah, to the Dolphins? I'd be interested.
That will be a very
history repeats very itself.
Very yeah. Yeah.
He knows the organization. I think he grew up in Miami. Chris Shula.
Of course. Yeah.
Chris, go somewhere else, man. Go somewhere else, Chris. Seriously. I know you're Shula. I know you're Shula, and God bless you. You know, your family, your dad, but man, you don't want Miami right now, man.
Actually, granddad.
Grandfather, but that's still some huge shoes to fill.
You walk
into a building and your last name is Shula, yeah, into the Dolphin building, and you're pretty much treated like
you got a red
like
carpet for that.
Yeah, of course he did. Like, I mean, his father's second all time and wins in the NFL. So,
but see, the bar is going to be set high for this kid, and I just go somewhere else, man. Because right now, the Dolphins, I don't know, man. I don't, the owner, the organization, I don't know.
You know that the owner was offered $15 billion to buy the team? $15 billion.
Somebody offered $15 billion to offer
to Stephen Ross. $15 billion.
That's crazy. The only franchise that's worth that is the Cowboys franchise. The most valuable franchise.
Was about
$10 billion
in the Dolphins?
It's 11. Yeah, 11.5 or 11.6 billion. Because they own the star, they own the stadium, they own all of that stuff. But yeah. I cannot believe he just came out and threw out the 15 bill number. Why didn't he sell for 15 bill that he wouldn't sell the team?
I don't know. I think he has a lot of money. Wow. That, more than that, maybe that didn't. But like, he wants to keep it within his I think he wants to give it to his son for some reason.
Look, we talking about 15 billion right now. But just imagine come 2030 what it's going to be worth. Okay.
Correct.
It's not too late to buy a team. All right, real quick, Ray, your thoughts over the Niners beating the Eagles 23-19 wild card game.
Man, my wife, man, she kept telling me to shut up. I was dancing in my living room. Man, I was happy, man.
Revenge.
You know, Maker, if you're in the chat, I told you my Niners was going to be the Eagles. And you know why? It's because I don't know, man. Like Jalen Hurts, I just don't. When they look, man. When they play us, we handle our business. I'm just saying, we handle our business, and that's how the Eagles. I give them. They won the championship last year, but guess what? Down the road, we've handled the Eagles, and they. I mean, they could have won. Jalen Hurts, he was in the red zone. They were right there to win it, but why? Did he run out of the pocket? He kept running backwards. And I was like, what are you doing? Just throw the ball, man. Just throw it. Maybe Goddard or somebody. But and I just felt bad when Barkley was on the sideline, man. I was like, oh no. But
I pay running back.
Look, man, thank you, DeMarcus Robinson. 111 yards, a touchdown. When Kittles went down, next man up had to step up and we did our thing, man. We did it.
Brett, with the result of that, they got rid of their offensive coordinator, the Eagles, Mike Petula. Was that the reason the offense wasn't functioning at its best?
No, it goes a lot deeper than that. The Sirianni stamp is on everything that's done by the offensive coordinator. Anyway, the offense became stagnant. First of all, Ray, thank you. Thank you for your team beating Philly. I got a lot of Philly friends, a lot of Philly fans. Ha! Too bad. You're out. Go home. You watch the games like we will on TV next week, but the Niners came into play. I wasn't, I'm going to be honest, at halftime, when Purdy didn't run out of bounds and didn't give him the shot at the field goal, knowing they had the ball starting first in the second half, they deferred to get the ball in the second half, I was irate. I was like, how do you leave 3 points on the field? You got to have game recognition and field recognition. You got to know what we need to do. With 3 seconds left, I'm not trying to get another yard. I'm not trying to put a move on anybody. I'm running right out of bounds to give my kicker a chance to put 3 on the board. He ended up fumbling the ball. It stayed in bounds. That was a 10-second runoff. and you lost the ability to put up 3 points at the end of the first half. I thought that was going to factor in a lot more in the end of the game. But San Fran, man, even with Kittle going down, they have DeMarcus Robinson, who you don't even talk about because of Pierstaw, because of Jennings, because of Kittle, because of of CMC, who could play. CMC could literally play slot receiver for any team in the NFL.
Yeah, like catches that game, right?
That's right. And be a dominant.
Yeah, he. What did he do? What did he do? About 62 and two touchdowns. He did about 62 receiving yards and a couple of touchdowns. I'm just happy, man. I am just happy.
Are you feeling confident? You know, coming into this weekend, like are the Niner fans saying?
Sam Darnold's hurt.
Which we'll get to in the preview. We'll get to.
Okay, but I feel good. I feel good about my Niners, man. Like
66 yards, 6 receiving.
Ball. Okay, yeah.
So, but he's a Swiss Army knife, man. CMC, Christian McCaffrey is the epitome of a Swiss Army knife. You need me to run the ball wide. You need me to run up the middle. You need me to catch the ball on either a wheel route going deep or coming across the middle. He is.
We had our fullback. He was doing some work. I mean, I was very happy about this game. There was some scary moments because I honestly thought, and I'm just keeping it real, I thought the Eagles were going to come back and win it because they were coming down the field, and they could have won the game. Honestly,
it was offensive coordinator fault.
But hey, that's why defense.
It's so underrated. It's so underrated. All right, guys, the moment has come. With that one, and let's go to Denver. High altitude. The Bills are favored +1 according to Las Vegas algorithm. They use algorithms on
these. Wow.
Last week's wild card game in Jacksonville gave a classic Josh Allen performance. Bo Nix will depend on his coach and his defense to take the Broncos to the first AFC championship game in a decade. The wait continues for Josh Allen. What's going to happen in Denver? Brett Starr.
I mean, the Bills obviously don't have an excuse anymore. We talked about it. You know, Mahomes was Josh Allen's excuse for not being able to go to the Super Bowl for the past five, six years. No Mahomes now. But that Denver defense is solid. They're playing at mile high. I'm going to go. I mean, even though the Bills have proven to be a commodity, especially in the playoffs, I'm going to go with the young Broncos team. I really think that they're going to put together Sean Payton with Bo Nix. And that defense, you got Cortland Sutton, obviously, you got my boy at UCF, TJ Harvey, my man. So, I mean, I'm going Denver. I think Denver at home, I'm shocked. I hadn't looked at the lines yet today. And
Bills
I'm
are favorite
there. You get a point. Yeah, Denver at a point, I'll take it all day.
FYI, John Harbaugh is getting paid as much as Sean Payton now. Ray, who do you have? Bills at Broncos. Bills won their first away game last week. Can they do two in a row?
Yeah, they can, and I'm with Brett, man. Like I said, I love Josh Allen and Cook, but I don't know, man. Something about that D, that Bronco D, that defense.
Yes, sir.
So I'm going to go with Denver. In the Mile High, man, I've been to Denver, man. I hate being in the Mile High. I can't breathe. So, I'm going with the Broncos.
I'm going for the Buffalo Bills. This is Josh Allen.
Wow, hold on. Hold.
Tush, right push, there, 20 right, yards.
Write it down.
I'm writing it down myself.
Yeah, I'm writing it down. I got it. What else?
All right, let's go to the next match. The one that Ray thinks is the game of the weekend. Seattle Seahawks quarterback Sam Darnold has an oblique injury. That's painful. He announced it yesterday. Is this a huge gift for the Niners? Niners yes. Come back after a huge win against the Eagles, defeating them. Let's go with Brent this one before we get into Ray. Niners at Seahawks, loud stadium, but Darnold has an oblique injury.
Yeah, that's going to be the makeup of the game. Darnold, I mean, as much as you want to hate on him, he's never won anything big. He's won 14 games in a row with two separate teams, 14 games in the regular season, two teams in a row, two below average teams when he went there, when it was, you know, obviously Minnesota. And now coming over to Seattle. But that's key because if they can't get Jackson Ejigba in the game, they can't win the game. Because obviously they have a really good 1-2 punch with Charbonnet and Walker as their running backs. But unless they can spread the field a little bit and get Jackson and Jigba in the game, that keeps the 49ers in the game. The 49ers are only weak on defense a little bit because of those major injuries, Fred Warner and the like that are out for the season.
Warner's out.
But that Seattle's – yeah, the Seattle defense, man, is for real.
Legion of Doom level?
Not quite the Legion of Boom, but I'm going to – just to be devil's advocate, just because I got to get that – Ray, just a little bit. I'm going Seahawks.
The season splits 1-1. They played 2 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. What's going to happen? Who will win this third game?
Dude, let me tell you something, man. Sam Darnold, there's a reason why he's called a journeyman in this NFL. Ooh. Okay. Ooh. I went there. Look, man. Wow. You know what we do in the divisionals, man. The Niners, baby. We're going to Seattle. We're going to handle our business. Sam's hurt. Look, let me tell you. I see, just like I called it in other games, I see Sam get fumble the ball. I see the Niners going to, like, pick up a fumble, run it in for a touchdown. You're going to see some CMC. You're going to see – we got – even though Kittle's – we do have backup tight ends that are pretty good. And so
– Kittle's out with Achilles tear.
Yeah, but you know what? We still got, what, Tungus? We're going to be all right.
Tungus, yeah. Tungus.
Yeah, we're going to be fine. I got the Niners, man. Niners, faithfully. I'm going to be playing Journey faithfully. I can't wait.
It's a toss-up because Niners are a lot.
They old people enough to hear that.
It's a toss-up. I'm going for Seattle, but man.
Oh my god!
I wouldn't be surprised if this is the win this
game. Oh my god!
I know. Please stop me. I could be wrong on this one.
I can't wait next week.
All right, let's go to New England. Wow, Drake May, first playoff win against Hugh. These are two good defenses. New England and Houston clash in what should be one of the hardest hitting games in the playoffs. This game will ultimately be decided by which quarterback makes the most of the few opportunities. Even though the Houston quarterback did not look too good, Drake May took the fourth most sacks during the regular season, and he'll have to deal with one of the league's best passing rushing duels in Danielle Hunter and Will Anderson Jr. Ray, who do you have in New England? It's pretty cold. Texans at Patriots.
I'm going to tell you something. I called it the last game. I said that Texas D is nothing to mess with. They won, but guess what, man? C.J. Stroud didn't really do anything, man. It was the defense. And I just think the Patriots is going to monopolize. I think they're going to take advantage of C.J. Stroud's mistakes, and I'm going with the Pats. I'm going with the Pats, man.
Brett Blair remembers those Patriot glory days. Would it be repeated this weekend in New England?
All right, I'll tell you something. So – the Patriots are a solid team. First of all, any team that's a Mike Vrabel coach team is going to be good. The fundamentals, all about the fundamentals, all about not doing, putting yourself in bad positions, staying ahead of the chains. Like, that's the football. At the same end, I don't think the Patriots have been tested like they've been they're going to get tested this Sunday. They never had that game where they took the big loss during the season, something to build the character on, something to build what you know the playoffs, you got to come together. I think that if C.J. Stroud could actually play football this week, I don't know what game he was playing last week. That was not football. I don't know what the hell C.J. should. He was horrible. Caught multiple fumbles from snaps, sometimes not his fault, but not stuff you want to see in playoff football.
It'd still be the Steelers' ball, didn't it?
That being said, I think that Drake May is going to be under pressure all day, and that will lead to the Texans' victory. The Texans win the game.
Ray, you had New England, right?
I got the Pats, yes. I got New England. Okay,
I got New England, too. I think that fan base is good, and Vrabel is a fundamental guy, so let's stick with that. Let's go to Chicago. It's pretty cold in Chicago, Bray, if you do not know. Puka Nacua has averaged 108.3 receiving yards through his first four playoff games, which is best mark in NFL history. The Bears have been winning miraculously. Can they keep going? They suck the first three quarters, and they win the fourth quarter. Brett, what's going to happen in Chicago? Rams at Bears.
Well, first, I mean, it's cold here, bro. It's like a frigid, like...
But it's not Chicago cold.
It's like 68, bro. I'm cold, bro. This is good. But Chicago cold will be obviously a whole different ball game. The Bears have to avoid the slow starts, just as you said. Their first quarter has been horrible the entire year. If they can come out with something early, I think they have a chance. In the end, I think there's too much knowledge, there's too much experience, and there's too many known go-to figures on that Rams team. I mean, the defense is good. Is it Seattle good? Is it Denver good?
Is Chris Kula good?
But the Rams defense, Rams defense is solid, but Stafford's on a mission this year. And with Kyron Williams, with Devontae, and with Puka, like, that's a lot of weapons. And obviously they bring in TJ Parkinson and the other guy as their tight end. So I'm going for the Rams. I think the Bears have played above their head all year. They've had a great year. They should be very proud of what they accomplished. But the Rams, I see the Rams coming in and actually imposing their will on the game.
Ray, you know this Rams team really well. Caleb Williams.
First of all, man.
From 1 year ago.
Dude, first of all, where did Matt Stafford play at, folks? He played in Detroit. You know how cold it is in Detroit? Come on now.
But they have a dome.
Dome stadium.
Yeah, he lived in Detroit. He's cold in Detroit. Look, anyway, I've got the Rams, man, because Puka is beast. And if you ain't got Puka, guess what? Look, Rams got weapons. And I agree with Brett. I think Chicago Bears have done a wonderful. I didn't even think they would get this far. I think Khalil Williams looked great. I think some of the guys on the team look good. But this is where it stops for the Bears. Sorry. Glass slipper falls off, and they got to run back home now.
Yeah. Crack that glass slipper, it's over.
Exactly.
I'm going for Chicago. I'm going to go against you guys, be the consensus. They can win this game. It's a winnable game, 50-50. I've been hearing a lot of the experts saying this could be 50-50. So we'll see that. We got a bonus pick tonight.
Yeah.
National Championship, Miami versus Indiana. Ray, who do you have in this one?
Man, I'm going to go with Indiana, man. Go with Indiana.
You're going for Fernando Mendoza, Brett?
Yes.
You know the U. 23 years since her last appearance. What do you got?
Well, look, the Hurricanes have an NFL team. Huge in the offensive line, huge in the defensive line. The way you win football games in the NFL, you got to win in the trenches, and it's the same thing in college. Miami, nobody expected, especially being in a very, very weak ACC division, that no team was going to make it. They were that afterthought. Well, they beat Notre Dame week one, so you know they're in. And they've done nothing but show out, play that Miami style. Yeah, but that being said, this Indiana team is a team of destiny. It is that Cinderella story. In my 50-plus years, I've never seen Indiana in the top 10, let alone number one, and people
they're a basketball school, Brett.
Correct. Bobby Knight. And basketball, that's what Indiana's about. But that being said, I love the Cinderella story, and I really think Indiana is playing at a level, flying to the football on every stage, offense, defense, special teams, that Indiana wins the national championship for their first since, I think it's 1939, I believe, Indiana won a national championship in football. 1939. It's been a few years.
Yeah, I'm going for Indiana as well. Fernando Mendoza going to the Raiders? I think so.
Yeah, of course, 100%. 100%.
Poor, I'm going to say a prayer for that boy.
Okay. Couple of comments. Ron Slusher says, I don't trust Sam the Darnold to win the game. Ray, your thoughts?
I agree. Come on, man. Look, dude. See, you just don't know what Sam you're going to get. And with a hurt Sam, you know what you about to get, man.
You can't. That injury is hard to move, Brett. That oblique injury? It hurts.
Anyway, you're flexing your obliques. Gonna, you know, if I had any obliques, I could hurt them. But this time in my life, I don't have obliques anymore. But an oblique, even a strain, every time you move, you're literally feeling it.
You're
writhing in pain. Give him the shot. Give him the shot. Let's go. Get him in the game.
Give him that spray.
That's it.
That shot's gonna wear off. He gonna look when them hits. When you start getting them hits, that's when your mental. You start getting scared. You're going to be dropping the ball. You're going to be falling back, man, when you see them big boys come up on him.
Brett, Ron Slusher says Trent Williams did not play in the high Seattle game.
Yeah, he was. He actually was hurt. He went hurt. Went out in like the first, second, third play of the game. So he did. He did start, but he ended up going out. He's been battling injuries all year. But yeah. The thing about it is, he's also one of the top two best left tackles in the entire game of entire NFL. Right. So that's a game changer. If you bring in a top five offensive lineman, especially on your on Purdy's blind side, come on, that's a huge, huge factor in the game. I mean, you have to take that into consideration. And I'm sure the number line reflects that from Vegas would be whether or not Trent Williams is actually playing or not. And he's an asset every step of the way. He's a monster.
There you have it. NFL Divisional Plus National Championship. What a weekend in football. Ray, what is the best way to reach you online to talk to you about, hey, if Niners beat Seattle, are they going to the Super Bowl?
Dude, Ray3473 on X.com, on Threads. And, yeah, holla at me, man. Talk. Look, man, bang, bang, Niner game. Look, man, I'm sticking with my team. I'm so proud. The media, you know, we're hyped. We are hyped in the Bay Area, and we can't wait to go down to Seattle. I've been to that stadium. I hate that stadium. I hate the 12, man. I'm a Niner fan. I'm supposed to hate the Seahawks, man. So, come on, let's go Niners.
Brett, what is the best way to reach you online to ask you, where's a better place to play, in Seattle or up in Mile High Stadium, in the Denver, Colorado?
SportsGuy369 on X, Instagram. And of course on Facebook, you just reach me at Brett Blair or on Messenger. But yeah, those three are the way you can reach out to me if you need me.
There you have it. You can reach us at thesportscast.net or thesportscast1 on X and Instagram. We'll be live tweeting throughout the weekend. This is the weekend, guys. This is the weekend. Watch football. You can't miss any second. Guys, always a pleasure. We'll see you next week.
Yeah. Always. Go Niners.
And this was
same bad time, same bad channel. Good night, guys.